This is an Irish story of a fisherman and a mermaid, and you must know that in Ireland, mermaids have legs instead of fishtails, and all of their magic, and all of their will, lies in their capes. Long ago, on the west coast of Ireland, there lived a young fisherman. Every day he would get into his curragh, his little boat, and go out into the sea. He would cast his nets, and when he pulled them in again, they'd be filled with silvery, shimmering fish. The other fishermen lived in the town with their families, but this young fisherman lived in a small shack by the sea, alone. One day, as he was sitting mending his nets, looking out to sea, watching the last of the sun's rays as they gleamed on the water, he saw a flash of silver, and a mermaid broke from the waves and perched herself on a rock. The seagulls called to her and circled above her, and the seals played in the waves at her feet. The fisherman watched entranced. She was wearing a deep blue gown covered with a sea-green cape. As he watched, she took off her cape, and laying it behind her on the rock, she took a jeweled shell and began combing her long, beautiful black hair and singing softly to the rhythm of the waves. The fisherman knew that if he could capture her cape, he could possess the little mermaid. For a mermaid cannot live in the sea without her cape, and she must follow anyone who has possession of it. Gazing at her, the fisherman knew that he had never seen anyone so beautiful. He wanted the mermaid as his wife. And so, quietly, slowly, he left his place by the water. Stealthily, he began to walk into the sea toward the mermaid, step by careful step. He was almost close enough to touch her, and then she heard him, and she dived into the sea. But in her haste, she left the cape behind her on the rock. The seagulls swooped down and they snatched up one end, but the fisherman caught hold the other end of the cape and he pulled it into him. Then, taking the cape, he returned to the shore, knowing that the mermaid would soon have to follow. In time, she emerged from the sea. "Please give me my cape. Please, please give it back to me," she said. And he could see the tears fall from her eyes. And although he was moved, he hardened his heart against her, and he would not return the cape. Then he walked back to his home, and sadly the mermaid followed him. There she cried herself to sleep, and as she slept, the fisherman rolled up the shimmering cape into a small, tight ball. He found a loose stone above the fireplace, and he hid the cape behind the stone, where she'd never find it. Then he went into the village. He went to the tavern, and he saw his friends, the other fishermen. "I'm going to marry a mermaid," he said. "It's not a good thing," they told him. But he didn't listen to them. He went to the church, and he told the priest, "I'm going to marry the mermaid." "This is not a good thing, my son," said the priest. But the fisherman insisted, and so the priest agreed to marry them the next day. Everyone came to the wedding. Everyone sang, everyone danced, everyone ate, except for the mermaid, who sat alone in a corner, holding back the tears. Well, the fisherman tried to be a good husband to the mermaid, and in time a son was born to them, and the little boy was the joy of their life. Every night, before the little boy went to bed, the mermaid would sing to him songs of the sea and the sand, the birds and the seals, the wind and the waves. And the fisherman thought that at last, perhaps she was happy. For although he was as kind and as giving to her as he knew how to be, he knew that the mermaid still longed for her life in the sea. Their little boy grew older, and he began to help his father with the fishing. And he made a fine fisherman, for he knew how to read the wind and the weather. And when his mother would sing to him, or tell him stories about the sea, he'd ask, "How do you know this, mother?" And she'd say only, "I know." You see, no one ever told the little boy that his mother was a mermaid. Still, it seemed that the mermaid was sad, and the fisherman's heart went out to her. Now, you know, mermaids live forever in the sea, but on land they age just like mortal folks. The fisherman saw the lines around his wife's eyes deepen. He saw her beautiful black hair turn to silver. And one day he told his son, "I'm going to the village to hire a girl to help your mother around the house. She looks so careworn these days." "And I'll make her a present," said the little boy, "a necklace of seashells." The fisherman left the house and he walked to the village, while the little boy ran down to the shore. When the boy had picked up pockets full of shells, all with little holes at the top, perfect for a necklace, he ran back home. Now to hide the shells. Under the bed? No. She'd find them there. In the cupboard? No, she'd surely find them there. He ran his fingers over the stones above the fireplace. One of them was loose. Quickly he pried the stone from the wall, and out fell the mermaid's cape. It unrolled itself on the floor, and it gleamed as if it were alive. "Mama," cried the little boy, "Mama, look what I found." The mermaid ran into the room. She took one look at the cape, and without a word, she threw it over her shoulders, and she ran from the house and down towards the sea. "Mama, Mama, where are you going?" cried the little boy. The fisherman was just returning from the village. He heard the boy's cries, and he saw his wife running toward the waves. As she ran, the gray fell from her hair, and the wrinkles fell from her eyes. She looked as young as the day the fisherman had first caught sight of her. She plunged into the sea, and the gulls circled overhead, and the seals swam out to greet her. She looked back once, and then, with a flash, she dived beneath the waves. "Will she ever come back? Will she?" asked the little boy. The fisherman took his son by the hand, and quietly he led him back to the house. "I don't know if she'll come back," he told him. "She's a mermaid, and I should never have stolen her from the sea. I know that now. I don't know if she'll be back." That night, when the little boy went to bed, his father sitting beside him, all of a sudden, they heard a song on the wind, a song of the sea and the sand, the seals and the birds, a beautiful, joyful song of happiness and love. "I don't know if she'll be back," said the young fisherman, "but I know she sings to us because she loves us very much." And it was true, for the mermaid never returned to shore. But every night she would sing to her husband and her little boy to tell them she loved them very, very much.